Jamal, can you talk about the turnover? I think you got your hand on that ball, didn't you?
Yes.
You were being blocked at the time, actually. Yes. Being held, but did you see the ball coming and stick your hand out because you saw it?
Yeah, I was actually pretty surprised because my job on that play was to go outside and set the edge, and I had the pitch. So if he would have got out to the pitch man, I'm supposed to make the tackle. So I just kind of based the blocker, and then I seen the ball just come. So it was just a reaction, just to bat the ball, and I was pretty surprised myself.
Did you have any sense for whether or not it was a forward pass versus?
I felt like it was a backwards pass from the beginning because I was kind of, if not behind, I was even with the quarterback when he pitched it. So I felt that there was no way that was a forward pass. So.
Darren, you certainly came back with the bang today. Can you talk about the two big catches you had?
Yeah, the first one, Coach Johnson kind of picked up. They were blitzing their corner into the boundary a little bit, and I kind of looked at him, and then he made an adjustment and just faked it and just kind of hit it in the hole. So that was just taking advantage of what they were doing on defense. And then the second one, it was just a third down play, and when you see cover two like that, I was just trying to sit in a hole in the coverage. And Justin just kind of threw it up and just had to make a play for him and keep our team on the field. And right after that, went down and scored. So that put us up right before the half and put us in good position.
Jamal, I think you guys have a good sense of what the team is. Where do you feel like you guys are right now after 3 games?
Well, we're undefeated, obviously, but we haven't been playing good enough at all. We can't put two halves together. Like the first two games, we started off slow, and then we picked it up towards the second half. But this game was vice versa. We started off really good, and then we played pretty bad towards the end. But, you know, we fought, we dug down, and we found a way to win again. So we're looking to carry over on the momentum of actually winning the game and looking to go up to Virginia Tech and play our best game.
Their first touchdown, I think it was 69 yards. Do you remember what happened on the play? I remember it was a toss to the left.
I think we were just in man coverage, and the safety, whoever it was, I'm not sure who it was, they went down with a man who actually went to crack the Sam linebacker, and it was just no edge to the defense, and they just creased us. Oh yeah, that's one of our big factors to the game is we call them X plays, which is 20 yards or more on a play, and we just have to tighten down. That's really what beat us when they were actually gaining momentum. It was just their big plays. We pretty much shut their base offense down, what they like to do, and then they start throwing it around a little bit, and we were just giving up too many X plays. So that's one of our big factors, and we definitely got to get better at that.
One more for either. What's it like when you're obviously you think you've got a game in hand, and then kind of are you as stunned as everybody kind of watching as that's unfolding, and they're all of a sudden leading with 10 minutes to go or whatever it was?
Yeah, I mean, it'll kind of catch you off guard, but what you got to do is look at the people around you and pick them up, because usually you have people on the sideline that are kind of just like, whoa, like, what are we going to do? But you know what you need to do. You need to go out there and make a play. And just like what the offense did in the second half, we didn't do much of anything at all. But the one thing I did like that we did was when we got that ball, our last drive, we put it in the end zone. So it's all about how you respond. And, I mean, you could talk about how we played all second half, but bottom line, we responded to that pressure in, like, the way we had to do it.
Basically, you can't get complacent. You can't get comfortable. You got to play like you're down the whole game, no matter how big you're up.
You hear the phrase wake up call a lot out there for ACC play. In this game, can you use that? This game has a wake up call.
Yeah, you know, use this game until you can be beaten at any given time. So you got to go in and you got to play a full game. You can't play a half. You have to play 60 minutes. So if you only play 30 minutes, then the other 30 minutes can bite you, and then you'll be 3-1 instead of 4-0.
Any more questions? Thanks, fellas.
BT lost 28-21.
Okay.